Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Hunting Trip, a novel of love and war, by William E. Butterworth III, performed by Will Dameron. One. The Plot to Fool Around in Scotland. 1. Main Dining Room, The Muddy Bay Country Club, Muddy Bay, Mississippi. 1:20 p.m., Tuesday, September 2nd, 1975. Mrs. Homer C. Carol Ann Crandall, a very good-looking, trim, silver-haired 42-year-old, who was the wife of the president of the First National Bank of Muddy Bay and president of the Tuesday Luncheon Club, took a second and last teaspoon of her chocolate volcano. All she allowed herself, a girl had to have the moral strength to resist the forbidden, consumed it, and then rose to her feet. After 30 or so seconds, the other women, 15 of them, stopped talking and looked to the head of the table. With a few exceptions, the women, who usually referred to themselves as the girls, although just about all of them were as old as Carol Ann and some older, were dressed much like their president, that is to say, in simple black dresses with a string of pearls, a bodice piece of jewelry, and both wedding bands and diamond engagement rings on the third fingers of their left hands. "I declare this meeting of the Tuesday Luncheon Club open for business," Carol Ann declared. "Martha Sue will now lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance." The girls dutifully rose to their feet, put their right hands on their left bosoms, these ranged in size from monumental to practically non-existent, and then mumbled along with Mrs. Frederick H. Martha Sue Castleberry as she recited the Pledge of Allegiance. Mrs. Castleberry, whose husband was a partner in Muddy Bay's most prestigious law firm, Tansy Castleberry Porter and Lipschutz, then sat down. The girls then, taking their cue from Martha Sue, resumed their seats.
"Elizabeth Ann," Carol Ann asked, "will you please read the minutes of our last meeting?"
Mrs. Cadwallader Elizabeth Ann Howard III, whose husband was president of the Muddy Bay Mercantile Company, rose to her feet and did so. It didn't take her long. Very little had happened at the last meeting.
"Hearing no objection."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?